Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the hunt continues for additional suspects in a New Year's Day attack in New Orleans that killed at least 15 people and injured dozens more.
The FBI is investigating the deliberate ramming of revelers on Bourbon Street, which resulted in carnage on the first day of the new year.
Bodies all up and down the street.
A horrific morning after New Year's Eve celebrations in New Orleans' French Quarter. And the FBI's Althea Duncan says,
after hitting the crowd, he exited the vehicle and fired upon local law enforcement.
He was killed, but they don't think 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar of Texas, an Army veteran, acted alone.
We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
A law enforcement bulletin obtained by the Associated Press says surveillance footage captured three men and a woman placing an improvised explosive device in the area. Their identities are being sought. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden reacted to the incident and provided more information about the suspect.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle, which he rented to conduct this attack. Possible explosives were found in the vehicle as well, and more explosives were found nearby.
And he said authorities are looking into at least one other incident.
Additionally, we're tracking the explosion of a Cybertruck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Law enforcement and the intelligence community are investigating this as well, including whether there's any possible connection with the attack in New Orleans.
FBI officials have repeatedly warned about an elevated international terrorism threat due to the Israel-Hamas war. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people gathered on Istanbul's Galata Bridge New Year's Day to express solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Demonstrators waved Turkish and Palestinian flags and chanted Free Palestine in the protest organized by a coalition of more than 300 pro-Palestinian and Islamic groups. Bilal Erdogan, the son of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, addressed the crowd, urging support for Gaza and condemning Israel's actions there. The war in Gaza began with Hamas militants attacking southern Israel on October 7, 2023. The United States, United Kingdom, European Union, and others have designated Hamas a terrorist organization. AP correspondent Noan Kim reports on the grieving relatives of the victims of the recent South Korea plane crash gathering at the site to pay respects to their loved ones on New Year's Day.
As officials in South Korea identified the last of the victims of a deadly plane crash, the relatives of those killed visited the site. The grieving families took turns laying white flowers for their loved ones. Many knelt and bowed deeply before a memorial table laid with food. All 179 victims have been identified, and investigators are now working to extract data from the cockpit voice recorder. Only two of the 181 people aboard the Jeju Air flight survived when it crashed in Muwon International Airport on Sunday. The country is observing 7 days of national mourning. I'm Nayan Kim.
Montenegro's interior minister says a gunman who killed at least 10 people in a rampage in a small town died from self-inflicted injuries on Thursday after attempting suicide.
The 45-year-old man was on the run after opening fire on Wednesday afternoon at a restaurant in Sedene, a small town 38 kilometers west of Podgorica, the Montenegrin capital, where he killed four people. Police said the shooter then moved on to three other locations, killing at least six more people, including two children. Four other people suffered life-threatening injuries. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukraine has halted Russian gas supplies to European customers through its pipeline network almost 3 years into Moscow's all-out invasion of its neighbor. A pre-war transit deal expired at the end of 2024. Both Ukraine's energy minister and Russia's state-owned energy giant Gazprom confirmed Wednesday morning that the gas flows had stopped. Until now, Russian natural gas had kept flowing through the country's pipeline network to Europe under a five-year agreement, even after Russia's 2022 invasion. Before the war, Russia supplied nearly 40% of Europe's natural gas through pipelines. By 2023, that figure is around 8%, as users switched to liquefied natural gas from the United States and Norway. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.